Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Jabu, sese kona? Jablan. We Jabu. Ugu pig and for it. Iti ting uk try a footy.
Sustele lumoba.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, nalenda o aguyo uJabu. Inokuthi ukudliwa kancane yikho lokhu kungathi akusihambisi kahle kuyasikhathaza namanje nje iyaringa lapha kuye yes my friend I'm happy you're back now let me bring this to you Jabu. I am also looking into this Revelations 2 verses 17. It says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it." Now, victory has been paved for us. We just have to make a choice of walking into this victory, because he says, who has an eye, let him hear. This is a reward to the victorious, and he has already won for us. We should just stay in his commandments and his commandments in our hearts. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, my friend. You know, they've been written in our hearts.
Mm.
You know, given that right to become the children of the Father, so he has also written them into our hearts. So that's why the scripture even speaks, Uti, there will not be a need for you, like, you know, because sometimes people maybe think like how the Father speaks will be a loud voice, but the voice is inside, it's locked in our hearts through his commands, through his laws, through his words. So you are called Revelation 2:17 says, "Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it." The hidden manna. That's the word of life.
Mm.
Because the hidden manna, or manna, let's go back to manna. It's the bread of life. And let's remember the instruction of the Father when he gave the children of Israel when they were coming out of Egypt, when he fed them with manna.
Yeah.
There is an instruction that he gave them when they were picking manna. He said they should pick and use everything and finish it that day.
Yeah.
My friend.
Yes.
The easiest appliance in the house right now, it's the microwave.
Yeah,
because of the instruction when God provided the children of Israel manna, he said you should everything for a day. Unkulunkulu was trying to show us that, you know, his provision is sufficient for us.
Yes.
He will give us what is sufficient for a day. And there is also a scripture that ungakhathazeki ngekusasa ngoba ikusasa liyokhathazeleka inkathazo yakulona. So in other words, let us be the people who are occupied by worries. What shall I eat tomorrow? What shall I be tomorrow? Where will I be? What shall I wear tomorrow? Let us worry about nothing, because the Father supplies us with what is sufficient for a day. Even tomorrow there will be enough to keep us. So this manner that he is promising in Revelation 2:17, it means your life will be sustained. You will never hunger. You will never thirst. You will never suffer. suffer. You will not to say suffer as such, but you will never lack.
Yes.
There will always be provision for you.
Mm.
That's the victorious life that we've been given. Now, uti asisweli lutho. Yabo. Omunye abuza athi abana usitshele bank account yakho ukuthi thini njengamanje. Hey, asifuni kuyalapha kodwa asikhulumi ngama bank account, sikhuluma ngeprovision. Or maybe the providence of the Father. You've also thought about that, my friend.
Yes.
His providence. Mm. He will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
So it means we'll have sufficient to last us for the season that he has put us into. That's the manner that he has promised us. A victory or a victorious life that the Father has given to every one of us. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate Jabu. Thank you very much. Send us your WhatsApps 082657 2729. I will play these WhatsApps as they come along.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
All right, let's listen to Lerato. Lerato, greetings and hi, welcome.
Good day, man of God. My name is Lerato from Pretoria. I can really testify that God came through for me and my family this year in unexpected ways. Though my year started on a rocky patch, I lost my job sometime in April.
Yeah.
And I lived off the money that I got from my job. But then the money got depleted.
Mm.
And I had to learn to live without money and to depend on God, which is something that I had never done before. But God was teaching me to trust in him. And he took me through a journey. You know, I did a lot of growing up during this, I can call it the wilderness season. He just refined me and just pruned me and shaped me into who I am today. Who I am today, it's a whole different person to who I was last year. So right now, my faith is so rooted. It is so rooted because I've seen the work of God in my life. I've seen his hand upon my life. Even when I had expenses, he just provided. He just kept on providing food. He provided money to cover our expenses.
Yeah.
Even now, you know that December is a very costly month. And the children need Christmas clothes and this and that.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of November, I was very worried and I was asking the Lord, how am I going to survive? How am I going to cater for all of these things? But I just had an unexpected supply, you know, in provision from people, unexpected people that will send us money, people that are buying my clothes for my children. We've had food vouchers, and it was just all round provision. There's never been a point where we have lacked. So I just thank the Lord for being thankful. I mean, for being faithful. I just thank him, and I believe that next year, 2025, will be a more blessed and fruitful year than this one. So, yeah, all I can say is that keep on praying, keep on praying, keep on confessing the word of God in your life. Keep on confessing the word of God over your situation. I kept on confessing Philippians chapter 4, verses 19, for my God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And that is what he has done. And that is what he continues to do even today. So I'm so, so grateful. Thank you. Thank you, man of God.
Wow, 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 wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lerato. I really appreciate. Thank you. And may the Father continue to bless you amazingly. You are living a victorious life over all and against all odds. Over all the hindrances and against all odds, you just stand out there. We really appreciate. Thank you so much. All right. Send us your WhatsApp. 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And I am keen to hear from you. Mfundisi Mamba. Nomba Mfundisi Wami. nakushaweta.
Ah, sibingelele pastor, sibingelele abalaleli bonke be radio pulpit umsakazo tindzaba letitfokotisako. Manje ke pastor indaba izwakala kamnandi yokunqoba.
Yeah.
Uma kuphila impilo yokunqoba. Manje ke siyayizwa le ndaba mfundisi.
Mm.
La ncwadi yini ka Matthew 5:14 ithi nina ngokukhanya.
Yeah.
Kwezwe.
Mm.
Manje ke lesibani lesiyamfundisi isona lesi esinqoba izitha mfundisi noma isona lesibani esenza ukuthi sibe ngabanqobe mfundisi ngokuba lokukhanya loku kusemizimbeni yethu mfundisi lokukhanya loku asikutholi ngokuthi sibe ngabefundisi lokukhanya sikutholi ngeoyila le whole oyila lokukhanya sikutholi ngeholota lokukhanya sikuthola mfundisi ngokumukela uJesu Kristu aphile emzimbeni yethu sibe sesiba ngabanqobe mfundisi sibe bophunyuka bamphethe mfundisi bathi bamtholile ukhani mambo khani mambo yahamba namuhla awu khani maphunyuka ezandleni zabo mfundisi basele bathi hawo sesiyenze sekuyini sozuzu sesiyabona mfundisi lokunqoba lokho mfundisi bathi bangitholile Bushbuck Ridge bathi ha lepotele rawo lirikilele jwale yalo liyahaba lo nyaka lo nyeka la mashelenda lo munyu baba akuloza mansumela chalete ngimuzi atsocela umunyu ari munda wetonsumela chalete emfundisi ngoba ngiphunyuka bamphephela ngangine coacher uPresident Benjamin Slinde oh lo yana ayi 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 engikhotsha mfundisi azenza kanje ngengeza aphinda seka momotseke uma lapha ngibheka bomotseke kani mama pastor
kani mama ndisamina phunyuka bamphethe hey madoda siyabonga kakhulu send us your whatsapps 0826572729 let's hear what you say on the matter man let's hear what you say on the matter I am keen to hear from you so talk to us there 0826572729 and you can drop us a voice note.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 0674297564. That is 0674297564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good. Blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man, I can say. And of course, we are together. This is happening through up to 7 o'clock. And we are asking this question. What does a victorious life entail? What is meant by victorious living? Let me bring this to you also, Mfundisi Mota. When we talk of a victorious living, it's amazing. Check this one out. I am looking at, and this is one of the things that many people don't look into. Victorious living, it means also we live in the defense of the Most High. We live in the defense of the Most High. A person who lives victoriously is a person who is surrounded by the Father. Psalms 125 verses 2. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Elohim surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. Exactly what Lerato has been saying. Basically, she's surrounded by the Father, and that's why these provisions are coming from all directions. Mfundisi Mata.
Mfundisi, true, and we thank God for that, because he indeed he surrounds us, he protects us, we are in his defense. In his hand, sisentendeni isandla sakhe. Athi uDavide ungizungezile ngasemuva nangaphambili. When you are being surrounded by the Father, when you are surrounded emuva, in front and behind you, you know that your line of defense, when I speak in the military language, you are in a 180 degrees defended, protected.
Yeah,
so therefore, what in whatsoever direction where the danger may come, you know that there is protection that is already being provided. And we thank God because he is faithful, he keeps his word, and we need to remain in him. We need to remain in his kingdom so that we may enjoy these benefits of being surrounded, of being protected by him. Not only are we protected, Apostle Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And when we are in him, he always gave us the strength to be able to endure, to be able to press on, to be able to ukuba siqhubeke ngempilo. And mfundisi, kwaise ukuba sihlale si surrounded sizungezwe nguNkulunkulu. It is important that we spend our time in his presence. It is important that we dwell in his word, we study in his word. Uthi kuJoshua athi you must be strong and courageous. You must observe the law, and you must do according to the law which he has given to Moses, his servant. Angabheki ngasemuva, angabheki on the left, angabheki, but to keep the law. Letters of Nkulunkulu, we need to be the doers of the word. For us to be able to live, my brother, a victory life, we need to do according to the word of God. He has given us in his word, how we should live, how should we conduct ourselves for us to be able to be to live a victorious impilo yokunqoba, impilo yokuphumelela. Because uJoshua, what when you do that, if you do not turn to the left or to the right and do according to the law that Moses that I've given to my servant Moses,
yes,
then you will be able to prosper in whatsoever that you do. When we do according to the word of God, but therefore, we shall be able to live a victorious life in everything that we do, in every area of our lives, either be servants, either be in the ministry, but when we abide in his word, and his word is there to guide us, and his protection is given us a protection, a full protection. We are protected because we.
Yes, sir.
So the way he protects us, the way I can. So, you know, it's no matter what you call you. That's how God loves us. That's how loves us. So we need to enjoy this protection, this defense, because we should not be afraid, but it will be encouraged in each and every time. Because we know that he is with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps. 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you say on this matter. And yes, thank you so much to those that are sending WhatsApps. I really appreciate.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets.
Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Ramatsobane.
Dumelang baruti baka ya bua mo ke mamnyai. According to the topic, na ke na na re maybe a re itse be rena re le bana ba modimo. Gobane he re itse ba re tlosa maka bo re tlosa maka phenyo mo lefaseng. The Bible says greater is he that is in me than he that is outside. So what the Bible promises us is all that we can walk in victorious on the street. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. But that's what it's written there. That's what it's written. And of course, we appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, let us hear also Enoch, Pastor Enoch.
Okay, good evening, pastors. I wanted to say that for me, victorious living is when I endure to the very end, when I remain faithful to God after having gone through temptations, trials and persecutions, not losing my faith, not moving from my position of faith. For me, it's victorious living. And then I'm reminded of what Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 35, that what is it that can separate us from the love of God? Sicknesses and diseases, including trials, are unable to move us from God. So if I endure when I'm tempted, when I'm not giving up on God, when I'm not moving from my position of faith, for me that's all about victorious living. God bless you, pastors.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, we really appreciate. May the Father bless you even far much more abundantly so, sir. And we are talking about victorious living, what it is even all about.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
All right, 082-657-2729. You can talk to us directly there. We are keen to hear from you. We are keen to hear from you. Julia says, thank you, Baruti. Kinekisi kiri. Jeso ha ampita ngwana hai fela. I repent. Amen. Says I repent. ke ne ke se kere Jesu ha ampitsa ngwana hai fela I repent. Julia, may the Father be with you abundantly in the name of Yahushai HaMashiach. And Keith Agliotti says, if we could understand and comprehend Psalm 91, we should walk in victory. That is what he says there. He says, we should walk in victory if we could understand Psalm 91. That is what he says there. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. When we come back, let's listen also to Maniki Tladinyana. Let's listen to her when we come back. And of course, we trust the Father will do you good. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Maniki Tladinyana.
Medi ba Radio Pulpit.
Thank you.
Le fase ka bophara.
Amen.
Pastor Ray, ke a go dumedisa ka lebitso le le matla la Kriste Jesu wa phelang. Amen.
Amen.
Eh, kutlo se tlo sa tsatsi la ka jeno is out living a victorious life.
Yeah.
Wa itse Bible ha re bala e re blela gore if anyone is in Christ is a new creation.
Yes.
Meaning go gore once o ka nna mo go Kriste.
Mm.
Wa ukamela ya Kriste wa phila ka mo Kriste a batlang gore o phile ka teng. You going to live a victorious life. O tlo fenya, o tlo nna mo fenye go di mogaba fenye ka mpa o tlo nna mo fenye go feta ba fenye. Hallelujah. Ha re bala mo Luke chapter 10 verse 15 lentse la modimo la re bolella gore go gore Christ is giving us authority. Christ is giving, I have given you authority to trample on the snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing shall harm you. So, retsamaeka authority e re filweng ke Kriste Jesu ya go fenya, re fenya every situation, ra fenya, re fenya di temptation, ra di fenya. Di trials ra fenya go gotlhe mo re tsamayang teng ra fenya because re tsamaye ka Kriste ya re tsetseng. Hallelujah. So the ke ka mogho re tlo phelang a victorious life ka teng. And then how o bala gape mo go Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 le ntse la modimo le re bolella gore if you listen to my voice and obey what I command, all will go well with you. So yeah, ke leboga.
Bye. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Maniki. We really appreciate. Thank you so much. May the Father bless you even far much more abundantly. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
012-334-1322. Can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Jabu! Let me bring this to you, my friend. Let me bring this to you. Now, when you look into Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 20, this is what the Father says about us. And this is victorious living. And we need to believe this. He says, and I will make you to these people a fortified bronze wall. And they will fight against you,
but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Elohim. We are like a fortified bronze wall, protected throughout. Jabu.
Yes, indeed, my friend. Also, that symbolizes our protection. It's actually, there is nothing that can harm us, that can really destroy us or attack us, because of we are protected by the Father. He has created a hedge around us. His spirit is a hedge that is guarding us, over us, actually. So that's the victorious life that we are. We are also talking about, you know, that there is this protection in this life that we've been given, that we're supposed to enjoy as the children of God. You know, instead of being occupied by fear, you know, like sometimes just to be afraid, you know.
Yeah.
To have this guaranteed protection in this victorious life that the Father has given. So we are not to be afraid. We are not to be afraid. Because we have not been given the spirit of fear, but we've been given the spirit of boldness, of love, actually, boldness, and of a sound mind.
Yeah.
And just to sum it up, my friend, about salvation that also has given us, it's also our hedge, it's also our protection. In Psalms 98, verse 1, it says, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him." Have worked salvation for him. This is the salvation that, you know, he has worked for us, that he has given unto us. That is our protection, and that is our hedge. And that is, you know, like sort of in this victorious life, we've got this guaranteed protection that nothing can harm us. I want to emphasize that even the devil cannot touch us. You know, because of we are protected in this salvation that he has given us. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. Godfrey, after this, I will be listening to you, my friend. All right. It looks like Godfrey's voice doesn't come through. What's wrong?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
There you go.
Hey, afternoon. Sanbonani, Babu Ray, Nabafundi Slap.
Itala.
Nabalalili. Yeah, victorious life. As you say, Naguti, Yeshua has already overcome this world. Ayiko into a complicated jenga bazalwana ukuthi baphamisa izandla bashumba ba shouted to the top of their voices bayenzeni babukise ba perform when manje e test comes they run away. Remember that Paul also told us that in weakness his power manifests. So if we expect that everything will go well every day, then when are we going to experience the power, a victory, and then going through your enemies. Mele sifeyoku state sokuthi we are down to earth, like you have zero in your account njemba ku December, and they'll still trust uNkulunkulu with end of the month you're going to be able to pay your bills. But how, you don't know, but you know, just like Lot went through the same problem, tribulation, trials, the devil trying and testing him until he overcame. Sikule so simo nathi na si sikholwa siyabazalwane. I had a challenge now 2 years ago, last year in fact, when my mother passed away. I had zero in my credit card. All the money being in my credit card ngithi is a card form when there are challenges or emergency, zero, everything nga namali na next no medium. How to kunangifunile bank but ayikhona imali laphi excess ngayuza yona. And then I realized ukuthi uNkulunkulu, in spite of my efforts ukuthi ngiyasave ngivula ama account wani, he took all that money because he wanted to prove to me ukuthi it's not me, it's not my effort, it's not ukuthi ngibe smart. I looked ahead, it's him who decide who makes things happen. So even now, this year, as we speak, I'm on zero again. But I'm telling you, come the second, I know something will come up. It always does. So you have to go through these victories to witness it so that you can testify like me one day. So abazalwane, they shout, and then when a challenge, first challenge comes, they run away. And then Ungulungulu is not going to stop pushing what he believes. He's written in his book for your sake. He never changed for, not even we are sure, when he was facing the cross. He went, he asked the father to take the cup three times, but the father kept quiet. He even cried on the cross, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, why have you left me?" Oh, the father kept quiet. So even us now today, uzobana ma challenges, ukale utin, he will see to it, I fulfill and definitely fulfill. And then at the end of that pain, then you will see a victory. They also liken this victory like a woman in labor. There's pain, ne? A lot of pain. About 4 hours, about for days. I don't know how it depends. But at the end, when the child is born, then you celebrate. That's how it's going to be. So every time there's a challenge, I rejoice. M7Zin, for 20 years, bebasihlalele lapha basicindezela laba basiphethe silwa every day, every year uthola i rating elow, siye kuma union athengiyo uya kuphi. Today I can tell you this is the last day lo muntu lo bekasicindezela uyahamba ilanga lakhe lokugcina kusasa. Abanye laba bekasebenza nabo ba resignile babalekile. So if you hold on, I can tell you next year is going to be a great year, because Ungulungulu, in good time, in his timing, not ours, not the way we want to. If things are going to happen the way we want to, then what's the point of Ungulungulu? He needs to show us limited to our thinking and our thoughts and our ideas. And then he's not going to do something the way he'll wait and do it the way he wants. That is why when you've asked him and prayed, just chill and relax. Don't suggest anything. Don't expect it or what, and wait and then see it happen, because it's not going to happen the way we want. And I'm going to stop trials and tribulations. We are sure to go through that same process. We need to accept it and be ready and rejoice instead, so that you can see our victory. Tomorrow we can testify. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly so, my friend. All right. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Advertiser ibusiness lakho ku Radio Pulpit ube semgangathweni. I Radio Pulpit iyibrand ethenjwe kakhulu eminyakeni edlula amashumi amane, futhi inabalaleli abadlula u400,000. Sesinama package amahle kakhulu kanye nezindawo eziningi zokuadvertiser ukuze ibusiness lakho likhule. Uma ufuna ukuadvertiser, thinta uSanet ku 012-334-1254 noma uthumele i-email kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Futhi ungathumela i-SMS ethi advertise ku 37871. I-SMS ikhokhelwa imali ejwayelekile.
Alright, Ramatsubane.
Dumela baruti ba ka ya bua mo ke mamnyai.
Mamnyai.
Ke rata topic ya lena ya go bolela ka hlolo go tsama ka matla. Go tsama ka phenyo. Nna ke nagana gore bothata ke gore re le bana ba modimo a re itsebe gore ke rena bomang. Because the Bible says greater is he that is in us than he that is outside. We don't know that our Father is a king. We don't know that our Lord Jesus Christ has conquered the world for us. If we can know who we are in Christ Jesus, then we will walk in victory in the world.
Thank you so much. It looks like you sent it twice. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Drop us also a voice note there, and we are keen to hear from you. I'm sorry about the numbers; they don't really get through, man. It's something else. It's something else. Nevertheless, right. Let me bring this to you, Mfundisi Mota. And it says in Zechariah 2 verses 5. For I, says the Elohim, will be a wall of fire around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. We have the wall of fire around us, and within us and amongst us, the Father Yahuwah Elohim is sending on his glory. Isn't that amazing, Fundis Mota?
It is very amazing, Fundisi, and we should always be grateful to God for that. Mm. We should be grateful to the Father because he has made this wall of fire around us. And when they see us, and then they will worship and give glory to God because if this man can andlule as many as inje kubonakalisa ukuthi ngempela uNkulunkulu khona uNkulunkulu uyaphila. And mfundisi, we should be very thankful for that because uNkulunkulu ke uma akhulumile into uyasifeza izwi lakhe. It is uNkulunkulu is not a man to lie. And if he says that he will put the wall of fire around us, there's nothing that can touch us, nothing that can defeat us, nothing that can harm us. But we are surrounded by him, and he is the one who's leading the way. We should always follow him. I want to read Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse number 4.
Yeah.
It says, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. Unkulunkulu hamba nathi, mfundisi. He is the one that fight for us. He is the one that give us victory. Nguye osinqobelayo. Why? Ngoba he surround us. He has put in a edge of fire. Nothing can touch us. We should walk with that confidence. We should walk with that faith. Sazi ukuthi there is nothing. Trials may come, but there is nothing that shall be able to overcome, and there is nothing that shall be able to separate us from the love of God. So we are indeed more than conquerors in Christ himself. Uze uthi ku Isaiah, he says, even when you walk through the waters, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Simbonile ahamba nabantwana bakwa Israel bandlula. Bawela ulwandlu lubovu, they walk on a dry ground. Ngani ngoba he was there. So he is there even today. He's still with us. So we need to hold on to our faith. We need to hold on and remain in him. Simkholwe uNkulunkulu nisihlale kuye, and we shall be able to overcome. We shall be able to live. Actually, into le fathi siyazi. I love the umlalelo wakhuluma ati, greater is he that is in us than the one in the world. We should know that whatever that we face in this life, whatever kind of challenge, whatever, anything, no matter kuthiwa unesidingo esithile ufuna umsebenzi, whatever that you need, that you desire from the, you must know that greater is he that is in us, and he will always make a way. He makes a way where there is no way. So yes, because he is with us. He is with us, mfundisi. Masimthembu uNkulunkulu, sihambe ngokholwa. There's nothing ethokozisa uNkulunkulu ngaphandle kokuthi sikholwe. We don't get ibusiso kubafundisi. We don't get ibusiso kubantu, but sisithola kuwe nempumelelo, even nokunqoba kwethu sikuthola kuNkulunkulu.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. 0826572729. Rato says, good evening, Pastor Ray. This conversation, I am not going to say much, but Victorious Living reminds me of the song by Sister Ntokozo Mbambo. In the shadow of your wings, the Lord is my shield. He's the healer of my soul. He's my tower of strength. He's my redeemer, my keeper. And when my heart is filled with sorrow, he is the lifter of my head, and he surrounds me with favor, and he satisfies my soul. That is what Rato says there. Rato, thank you so much for that reminder.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. We couldn't get hold of Usipho Polos, man. We tried. We couldn't get hold of him. We tried. Perhaps next week he will be back from holidays, you know, and be able to work with us even far much more. Now, this is amazing. We are victorious, and Jabu, I want to put this across. Daniel chapter 6, verse 22. Daniel says, my Elohim sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done nothing wrong before you. If we live in the innocence that is brought unto us by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, these ferocious lions of the world and the attacks of the world will not overcome us, Jablan. What's your take? Jabu, are you still there? Okay, I seem to have lost to Jablan, or maybe I'm trying to reconnect or something. Somehow. Let me try him again and see if it's a second now. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Jabu, thank you. Thank you for coming back. Thank you, Jabu. Now,
Yebo,
Jabu, it's me. Uyangizwa manje?
Yebo.
Uyangizwa, Jablan?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa manje.
All right. I was reading it, Daniel chapter 6, verse 22.
Hello?
I was reading it, Daniel chapter 6, verse 22. And good Daniel chapter 6, verse 22, it says, my Elohim sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done nothing wrong before you. This very aspect of the innocence that is brought on by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach upon our lives is amazing, because we become protected from the one that roars like a lion. Jabu?
Yes, indeed. And that's the enemy number one, or accused number one, the devil himself. So we are protected. We are safe. And that is why, as children of the Father, we are supposed to live out of fear.
Yeah.
Because today there is so much fear that has overwhelmed people up to a point that, you know, like we really live like we don't understand that kind of a life that we've been given, which is a victorious life. That silicobilizuchiwe. So we don't have to live in fear, but we have to live in victory that he has given us. So you are also quoting Daniel 6:22, which says, my God sent his angel and he shut the mouth of the lions. So it means, even if you can feel like you are closed to a corner, to a point of no return, you should know that God is with you. He says in his word, I'll never leave nor forsake you. So it means that if he saved Daniel from the lion's den, and he shut the lion's mouth so that Daniel can save, how much more are you in that corner also? There is nothing that is going to harm you, nothing that is going to crush you, because you are protected by the Father. That's the victorious life that we've been given, and that we should really wear and live according, you know. Also, to add, my friend, in Mark 6:7, the word of God says, and he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. Still confirming that we are protected. Even unclean spirits, we've got authority over them. So it means, you know, like they cannot harm us. They cannot destroy us. They cannot even control us, because we've got authority over them. We've been given authority over the unclean spirit. So it means even at home, if your children feel like they are possessed, they behave like they are possessed, or your mother or your father or your neighbor for that matter, you've been given an authority over unclean spirits. At the mention of his name, the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, every spirit will scream and leave and go to hell where it belongs, because of this, is the victorious life that we've been given. Authority over even the kingdom of darkness. Thank you very much, my friend.
I appreciate. Thank you so much, Jabu. I really appreciate. We are taking your WhatsApps. You can send your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, thank you so much for those who are sending their voice notes. I see them. And others who have played, others will still play. Thank you very much. We really appreciate. And let me bring this to you also, Mfundisi Mota, as we do our parting shots, man, that you have enough time, you know, have enough time to say anything that the Father sends to you. Victorious living is amazing. We spoke with regards to this. Victorious living is a life in which we have, you know, our weapons and armor. David said to the Philistine in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Elohim of hosts." Yeah? It says, "The Yahuwah of the armies of heaven, whom you have defiled." Victorious living, we have this powerful name of Yahuwah. And we seem to be really not looking at it quite well at this time, Mfundis.
That's very amazing that we have been given the name. Name that is above the name. As the word of God says, that every knee shall knee, shall bow. In the name of Yahushua Mashiach, because we have been given victory through the name. That is why even with David, uma ebhekana noGoliath akabhekanga umnyaka wakhe, akabhekanga ukuthi what is the enemy carrying, what kind of weapons that the enemy is carrying, but because he had faith, he believed, he said, "I am not coming in my name, but I'm coming in the name of the Lord." So leyo nto leyo ibaluleke kakhulu, Mfundisi, that we should understand, we should know, get to know the name, you know, the name of Jesus, the name that has been given unto us. Ukuba sinqobe. That's why the word of God says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Sikubonile ku David anqoba, because he called upon the name of the Lord, the Most High. Abiza lona inga ku David aze athi abanye bathemba ma they bathemba ingqola, some trust in chariots, some trust in trees, but we will trust in the name of the Lord our God. So we need to trust in the name that has been given to us. This name ingako he even said that when you ask anything in my name, it shall be given. And we see that ingako athi uDavid, "I will lift up my eyes from where come my help, but my help comes from the Lord." Usizo lokunqoba lokuphumelela, Mfundisi, it comes from the Lord himself. He died for us. He gave his life for us so that we can live a victorious life. So we just need to believe in his name. We just need to call upon his name at all times, and things will happen. Uma silukholwa igama lakhe futhi silibize igama lakhe, siyaphumelela, siyaqhoba, Mfundisi Fam.
Yeah, absolutely. Ngiyakuva Jabu, let me give you your final parting shot also, and I am looking at 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 17, because I think we need to awaken, we need to open our eyes. Elisha prayed and said, Yahuwah, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. Then the Elohim opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. It is time that we open our eyes and see the protection around us, so that we can proclaim the word of the Father without fear. Jabu, finally. Usese kona, Jabu.
How?
Ujabla ni unyamale. Oh, yes, yes. Jabu, what's your final parting shot, sir?
Yeah, you are touching a very important scripture in 2 Kings, né? If yes. I'm not mistaken, chapter 6, verse 17.
Yeah.
And Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. Mm. Then the Lord opened the eyes, the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw his hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Mm. So also we've been emphasizing on the protection that we've been given in this victorious life that we have in him.
Mm.
So also here was looking at, was using his naked eyes, you know, to look at the army that was surrounding them.
Mm.
With the expense of opening his spiritual eyes and looking at the army that actually was surrounding them.
Mm.
You know, that's what they've been given. That's the victory that we've been given, that we are surrounded by, like, the army of the spirit, the army of the kingdom, the army of the Father that protects us. Day and night, we are always surrounded. So that's why we should fear not.
Mm.
We are not allowed to fear because of the Father with us. And he has commissioned an army that encamps itself around us, our families. Like, it's the festive, people are driving from different places. We are protected. We are surrounded. We are covered because of this victorious life.
Absolutely. Thank you, my friend. Thank you so much. And I want to thank the both of you. Next week, we are going to be talking about the wounds of sin. That is next week. We are talking about the wounds of sin. Pastor Mota, thank you so much. I appreciate, sir. Much greetings and respect.
Thank you so much, my brother. Greetings to Ifemeli now, Makaya, Ekaya, Mfundisi, Nyantanda, Kakulu, Nkulunkula, Ntine, Anbusisi, Mfundisi, Jablane. I love you so much, my brother. Be well and be safe. Lapo, Ekaya, Siyabonga, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
And thank you so much, Jabu. Much blessings. Thank you so much. Continue to enjoy your holidays till we talk next week, man.
Thank you very much, my friend. God bless you. Ngiyathanda kakhulu. Futhi sumotha ngiyathanda. Abalaleli bonke ngiyathanda. UNkulunkulu makasigcine sonke. Asibusise. Amen.
Hallelujah. Makasigcine asibusise ngaso sonke isikhathi. Thank you so much, my friends. And thank you very much for the time we've had. I really appreciate. Thank you very much. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and he continues to bless us throughout. It's been great. It's been wonderful. It's been a very, very hectic program. We did not have the phones that we could work with. We did not have anything that we could work with. But we tried our best so that you can get all the audio that you need to get, and you were able to get our guests live. And thank you so much. Kotso Binang says, amen, and thank you, Baruti. Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory. From me, Ray, it's been great, it's been wonderful, and I say, Tuda Rabba.
Come and ask your questions, share your concerns, experiencing life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Come live the life at 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.